Hi there. Happy Sunday and welcome to Enter the Light. I'm Lynn Bleasdale and I'm here with our lovely co-hosts, Tony Jorgensen and Jessica Marie Tatro. Marianne is coming, I hope soon. Marianne Adams will join us as soon as she can. And Jaden is with us. He comes in through Jessica's presence. And oh, no, I guess he's hanging out with all of us now. He doesn't just need to come through Jessica. He's quite well known.
Yeah, he's with everyone.
Absolutely. No, I love it when that happens. Oh, lovely. Thanks, Jaden. And Elizabeth in the chat room. And we are welcoming this week our very special guest, Torian Draper, who comes to us with a variety of metaphysical techniques and modalities. She's a light worker and she's been doing light work healing for many years. And she works with a whole variety of things. She uses oracle decks and she works with astrology, crystal work. I think this person's got such an array of talents. I'm going to just turn the mic over to her and let Torian explain how she works, what she does, and welcome Torian to the Enter the Light show.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Lynn. I started young, always being just really connected to spirit in general, and got my first start into the metaphysical with astrology and diving deep into all of that information. And I feel like it's really connected to who we are and our path in life. It's a good map for where you can tap into your energies, I think. But I love to utilize all of the amazing metaphysical benefits of crystals. I think they have such wisdom from Mother Nature. I mean, they are very powerful to me because they've been created over thousands and thousands of years, and they can really help benefit us in our teachings and our work to help aid us. That's my main reason for using them the most. And recently, just kind of tapping into my own power and gifts by doing some past life regression therapy sessions on my own, and really getting in touch with who I've been throughout my journey and all of the gifts I've been able to receive since then have been just unbelievable. I did an amazing journey with my teacher, Austin, who guided me down to meet my past self. Her name was Dendra. She basically lived during Mesopotamia times and was a shaman for her tribe. I got to do a journey and really be and see everything that she was and, you know, see the tribe and all that there was to offer there. And it was very, very powerful and, you know, basically like a download of my gifts. And I basically work with that energy of my past self to really tap into spirit and help everybody around me in my life heal from their trauma and their wounds, from karmic or whatever there is. So that's
wow,
awesome.
Neat. Yeah, absolutely. So I guess you have a Facebook page right now. Are you planning to get a website together so people can find you online, or do you?
Yeah, definitely. If anyone wants to just contact me through my Facebook DMs, that's totally fine. I'm just really trying to get my name out there for now. This is a new thing for me to be offering my teachings as a service, so it's just kind of on the ground floor, and I hope it to blow up soon after, you know, being here with you all and connecting to my roots, really.
Well, you know what, Torian, you're going to have exactly what you need along the journey. I think that's how you've put you're on a path with heart, and you will find that the teachers show up. And, you know, it just how that works. And it's quite magical, you know, that when you're performing magic as you go. And I was going to say about crystals, too, you know, they have really practical applications. People have been using them in radios, amplifiers for years. It's, you know, when people go woo-woo about crystals, I always go, yeah, very scientific, you know. And
yeah.
They are. Like they're
minerals.
Science,
so.
Yeah. totally. And they have all kinds of wonderful properties, you know. So they're quite, I guess, you know, everywhere you turn, it's magic. And that's what light workers try to do, is harness that magic and help others find it, you know, on the journey. It's easy to lose sight of that stuff sometimes, right, in this kind of nutty world. So
we do. We can get overwhelmed, I think, with all the information we're able to see now and how easily we can tap into stuff. So I love to use them because, I mean, we're made up of minerals and so are crystals and everything else. So they can really help us connect back to our deeper roots and ground us, you know?
Yep. When you get right down to it, we're all stardust, which is really cool, you know?
Yeah.
We really are.
It's crazy.
Absolutely. So let's just quickly, Tony and Jessica, are you guys, how are you doing? Are you staying on the surfboard and having a good time on the, as they say, this nutty world? It sometimes seems like, you know, but then, and then you see something beautiful and it's like, I'm really glad to be here. So.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Tony?
I've had a hectic week this week, and I think I went, yesterday was, I don't know, it was a little hectic for me, but I've mellowed out since then and looking forward to the show. But Torian turned me on to crystals a while ago, and I've become a crystal hoarder because of her. But
guilty.
I love
it. Honestly, it's so exciting to get a new crystal, you know, every day, but it really does help with me. And I read about what they do, and it does, I have a hard time meditating. So since I've become a crystal hoarder, and I've been better, I've been able to meditate with them by just, you know, feeling them. And just like by, you know, sometimes, because I quit smoking like 40 years ago, and sometimes when you have to change things that you're doing in your life, you need some kind of tool. And like when I quit smoking, I remember I had a fake cigarette that I held onto for months and months and months. I mean, I never put the little filter in with the nicotine. I just quit cold turkey. But I know if I misplaced that little cigarette, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm going to start smoking, you know, but that got me through. So I feel, as far as crystals and some tools, like what Torian was talking about, has helped me a lot with my journey and mellowing out. And even, you know, when the day goes awry, like yesterday, you can just sit down and hold one of your beautiful crystals, and it just kind of brings something different, you know, to the table.
Absolutely.
I think
it goes back to early humans using tools for spiritual purposes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's Jessica. She's currently constructing a home, a beautiful new mini home, a small space home.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I love it. Oh, man. As far as the energies, they get pretty intense. For me, they come in waves, like I think many of them do. But, yeah, as far as that, I'm just trying to stay on the surfboard and ride the waves. It's it really does come in waves, and it's just been pretty intense in the last week. And I'm super thankful for it, though, because, you know, we are shifting. We go through moments and through these waves of shifting and getting downloads and becoming, you know, a clearer consciousness for Christ. You know, it's just, it's amazing. Or Christ consciousness. I guess those two can go back and forth, the words interchanging. But it's been amazing. I'm really just working on my little house, and really just trying to not let outside, you know, things bring me down or put me in fear or, you know, kind of throw me off my balance. So,
That's
hard to do.
It is, isn't it? Daily work, and you have to keep at it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just something. Wow.
And speaking of crystals, I find a lot of I find a lot of use with tourmaline. Tourmaline is really powerful for just kind of wearing or keeping with you in your pocket, or in, you know, for the ladies in your brassiere. But it kind of helps protect ward off, you know, negative energy and the way it tries to attach to people or lowering your frequency.
Yeah.
So I've found it really helpful, tourmaline helpful in that.
One of my favorites.
Yeah.
That's really interesting you said that, Jessica, because I pulled a card with one of my collectives this morning, and then the card was about black, the color black, and how we can work with that
yeah.
color. And, yeah, that's tourmaline, and it is such a good, powerful stone to absorb any negative energy you have
mm-hmm.
around you or to really help ground you and connect you to what's real and what's solid inside of you. And that's the pure light
yes.
because what does black do? It absorbs all of that. So,
yep.
So true.
Cool. Yes.
Beautiful. Wow.
I think Marianne's
that's
with us too, Lynn.
Oh,
here.
Excellent.
Yeah.
There's Marianne.
Mm-hmm.
See, are you there, Marianne? Are you with us?
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Perfect. All righty. Welcome aboard. You're here just in time. I want to take our first caller because I'm not sure if this guy has to go to work today, and I think he made a
yeah.
special effort to get on the show. So if you guys are ready, I'd like to bring John online.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Let's
you.
Do it.
All right.
Do it.
Hi, John. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, thank you.
Good that you called in. I'm very glad. I was hoping you'd get a chance to connect with our team and Torian. And how would you like to, do you have a question? Do you want to phrase things as a question, or how would you like to go about your mini reading?
Yeah, I guess I'll try to ask. I'd like to see if I can get any insight into relationship issue. It's a long distance relationship I'm in. I've called before about it. I'm not.
Yeah.
I've kind of been off and on with it. And the funny thing is, like, I'm still off and on with it because I felt so done with it like a day or two ago, and then I find myself questioning it, like even this morning. So it's a difficult situation for me. I'm like just being pulled back and forth. It's just that I've been getting some like understanding of how this person doesn't really put a lot of effort into the relationship, like for either denial reasons or personal issues or whatever it is. And I just don't know how I want to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I've been feeling like so many times that it would be such a relief to just walk away from it. But at the same time, I feel like it might be pretty painful to do that. It's just not easy. She's a very particular person and doesn't like to contribute out of stubbornness sometimes or some kind of feeling of restriction or and it's almost like the less she wants to put into it, the more I put into it or something like that. It's just a strange situation, and I know that's not the right thing to do, but, you know, it's mm-hmm. just kind of how I like to give a lot, and it's difficult for me, and I'm not sure how to handle it. I don't know if
yeah.
that's enough to start with.
Yeah. A lot.
Yeah. Now, if anybody wants to go first, speak up, or I will go ahead because I just pulled a number in for John.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, John, I pulled in the number 17 for you, and it talks about new beginnings, success in new beginnings, whether it's in a relationship, a career, a passion, or a new hobby. And my every sort of fiber of my being says that you'd be better off to free yourself from this energetic entanglement and have the courage, because I know it's really scary leaving, even if it's a toxic comfort zone, it's really scary to leave something familiar. So it may take a few tries, but you probably should free yourself to find somebody who does bring back what you are bringing to the relationship. It's not fair and it's unbalanced. And I can actually hear Ryan in my head saying, No. You can't have unbalance like that, non-balance. It's got to, and it, people can bring the different things into the relationship, but it can't be always one person giving and caring and showing up and the other going, you know, that's, well. So anyway, that's what comes in is the number 17, John. And you can look that up more as the spiritual meaning of it. Okay, Tony, how are you doing there, kid?
Yeah, so John, hi, nice to hear your voice. It's crazy because the first time that you were on and I met you, I tried to find you on Facebook or through Sacred Embers because I got a couple of messages I thought that were for you, but I was never able to find you and you haven't been on here for a while. So it's crazy when
right.
I saw that you came up, I was like, oh, I got really excited going, oh my gosh, John is here. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's crazy because I feel some kind of connection that, that I'm supposed to, you know, tell you or something. So, I feel the same that Lynn, and I don't want you to think that it's a copycat or anything, but what my message to you was back a couple of months ago, I think, was to move on. And I just pulled the Marianne got me some new cards, and I just pulled an Archangel Mariel card, which is manifest for the highest good, work with pure love. And I feel that's what you do in the relationship. You are working with pure love and unconditional love. But it's not coming to you that way. And it's going to be really hard because things that we have to do sometimes are not easy when we have to break away, and it's going to take a lot of time because it's almost like an addiction. And that's the way you have to treat it sometimes. But you have a match out there that's going to be so phenomenal. But you're not going to find it until you rid yourself. And I don't mean to be rude or anything, but to make yourself open to receive that. Does that make sense in any way?
Yeah, I've kind of had this sense that I never really got to the point where I chose to invite it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like I kind of just took what came along and it felt good, and I just went with it. And I never really chose, like, okay, I'm ready to receive, you know, like, open up to it. And, like, I'm ready for it to come to me type thing. I never really got to that point.
So I think you have work to do yourself, correct?
I mean,
you need to
everybody,
pray. You have
but
some forgiveness. Yeah, you need to work. Yeah, we don't like to do that. I know that. But I think you need to work on you. And this is like, this is not helping you any. But in order to receive the love that you're worthy of, I think you have some things you need to work through.
Well, I've been, like, this relationship has forced me to do, like, self-work and
mm-hmm.
work on a lot of personal issues. So it has caused a lot of growth, but at this point it's starting to become a little uncomfortable,
good.
I think.
Yeah, well, we hate uncomfortable. You know.
To go along with everything that Tony just said, I did draw a card for you as well. It jumped right out of my deck, and I also have a love draw that kind of came out calling to summon your twin flame, John. But I pulled from my Rummy deck, and it says a new gown. So Spirit is embracing you with love, and you have been placed in a glorious new robe of honor around your shoulders. You are stepping into empowerment in a new way, and it is to be honored. Do not allow yourself to be dragged into drama or power games. You are worth so much more than that. By being in the dignity of your heart, it is your divine purpose that urges you onward. Trust in what is unfolding in front of you. So it's kind of a lot of everything everyone's saying. You know, you need to remember that you are giving all this love, but you're not receiving anything. And the most important thing is that you love yourself. And by doing all of the work in this relationship, you've lost that love for love, I feel like. It's been depleted from you so much because you haven't been receiving an equal give and take from this person. And I would encourage you to look up a ritual or a summoning for your twin flame to call in the love you really think you deserve. You know, write down what you want in somebody in a relationship that is really going to fulfill you and fill your cup and help you feel whole. And that way you can also give that back to the other person. And it's going to be so compatible in the sense that you both will be loved equally.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for that. It makes sense.
Yeah. Good, good. I'm glad. And like I said, with that gown, it's that spirit telling you, you are the love you need. But there is somebody out there that's equal for you.
Mm-hmm. I feel happiness for you. I do. But it's down the road. Yeah. Like before you even came on, I drew this boat with wind around it because I feel you're on like this never-ending journey that just keeps going in circles and circles and circles. So...
beautiful.
But it's out there for you. You just have to straighten it up and sail right into it.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica?
Yeah, take those reins.
Yeah.
You're in control.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. Hi, John. This is Jessica.
Hi.
I was getting directly from Spirit as just a confirmation that it would probably be best that you also your separate ways at this time, but with gratitude behind the lessons that it taught you, not, you know, with bitterness. Because it's always harder to move forward if there's unforgiveness there. So he says it would probably be best, and I always say probably because, you know, nothing's fast and nothing's for sure, nothing's, you know, that everything's based on free will, and that would be up to you and her. But the advice I get is that it would probably be best that you guys could have separate ways at this point, but with gratitude for the lesson. The card for you is vision. It says, no matter what, you see the bigger picture of a loving and just universe. And I think you're really you're at a point where you're understanding that more about yourself right now and how important balance is. And, yeah, that's what I got for you, John. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, I'll definitely reflect on that. And balance is the most important and most difficult sometimes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in the end, though, you do always have to do what's best for you, right?
Yeah, be true to yourself.
Yeah.
Not always easy for some people, but it's definitely important.
Yeah. Marianne, are you still with us? Marianne,
no.
Are you? I
yeah,
don't know.
She's
Has
there,
she...
but I don't. She's there. I don't know if she's there.
Okay. She might be muted or something like that. And
yeah.
I don't know. Sorry, I hope those helped, John. You know, keep going. And it's, I think, you know, the first, what do they say, the journey, it's, what's that thing about the journey of 1,000 miles? Yeah, it begins with the single step, you know, but it's taking that single step that eludes us. But you know, I think once you break through that, you know, and there's almost an inertia, you know, and you'll feel that in the way, you know, your day-to-day energy is. So once you break through that inertia, I think, you know, you're glad you did, you know.
Yeah.
And I have one more thing to add, John. You know, it's probably not the same exact situation that you're in, but you always have one love of your life that whether it's good or bad, you think about that person always, you know, like even if you marry and you find somebody else, you always have that one person that you always connected with, and it might not have been good, but, you know, you felt that that was your soulmate. And, you know, that could go on forever, unfortunately. I mean, I too have somebody like that I think of often, but it's not who I ended up with because it was not a good relationship. But, and it's okay to to have that, I feel. I mean, it took me a lot of years to think, oh, my gosh, how could I be married to another love of my life when I think about this other person? But it's okay. It's a part of your past. It's a part of your past life. You know, it probably is teaching you a lot down the road when you get older like that, you know, me, then you'll realize, oh, that was the reason why. But it, you know, sometimes at the time, you don't want to listen to anybody, and it's hard to do. I mean, we get it. But I see nothing but happiness for you. If you know, but like everybody said, you have the range and the range to go, and I think you will.
Yeah.
So I'm glad you called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's just the hardest part is just isolation and you know, finding the right people to end the isolation is not always an easy job.
No.
No.
It's not.
We all agree
but
with
it
that.
It could be fun.
Yeah. Join us on we do have a page, John, and we're happy to chat with you on the page, you know, if you want to just like post something and a question, and we'll all see what we can do to answer you. But, you know, you aren't alone. You aren't alone. There are folks out there, and your teachers and your friends, they're going to show up. You know, you've got to set that foundation for what you need to show up, you know, to show up. And ask your 80-year-old self what you wish you would have done, and you'll probably get an answer.
I do that all the time, actually.
Yeah.
That's how I base my values.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, stay strong, be brave, and watch for the signs, because they are there and they're guiding you, and know you're going to be okay and trust yourself. It's a lot about faith, but, you know, I don't know, faith. It's, you know, hard to have sometimes, but, you know, just keep one foot in front of the other. You know, do the best thing for yourself. I feel like I'm one of those crazy advice-giving weirdos that I just want to shut up now, because I think you got the message, right?
Yeah, definitely. I'm going to re-listen to this and just really try to
totally
sit with it.
Yeah. You know, call us back and let us know how it's going, and we'll give you a little bit of a spiritual kick in the wazoo, get you moving. Okay?
All right, thank you. Thank you, everybody.
Okay, thanks, John.
Thank you, John.
Really
good
to hear from you. And call back and let us know how it's going. Okay. Bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So another friend of the show is Kimberly in Georgia. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
Hello, welcome. How you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Good. How can we help you today, hon?
I just like a general.
Okay. Have you got a way to turn your volume up just a tad?
Oh, just a moment.
Yeah.
Can you hear me better now, or?
Yeah. Just a little bit faint. Maybe it's me. I don't know. But I can make you out. So you just want to know what's okay. Well, I'll go ahead and tell you that I'm seeing like a flood of the color blue, the throat chakra color. And I'm going to ask if there's something that you need to say to somebody that you're not saying, that you're holding back on.
I think, there are some things that I want to say. I've been desiring to make a video, and I haven't done it yet. So you are correct.
Mm-hmm. A message is coming in that you need to speak your truth, or if making videos is your truth. You know, whatever medium you use to get it out there, I think that, you know, because I think you are one of the people that if they have a voice, they will use it wisely. So we need tons of people out like that in the world. So, speak your truth, and you will be heard. So, that's a nice, and it's blue, 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 blue. So, do a little chakra, do some chin-ups on that blue chakra maybe, and get it rolling, and speak what you need to speak. You won't scare, even if you scare people, like, it will be really hilarious and probably well-needed, right? So...
Okay.
Yeah. So I'll put you over to Tony and see what's coming in with Tony. And I'm, if Elizabeth is picking anything up, she's in the chat room.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Hi, Kimberly. Nice to talk to you. Happy Sunday. I got a guardian angel for you, meaning, and it's saying, love yourself unconditionally and ask for help. So I'm not sure if during the video, but I also, it's blue, so I'm assuming that it's the same, that you have something to say. And this card pretty much says, after you do that, you're going to feel guidance and more self-love. So, yeah. So you need to do it sooner than later.
Okay.
And your guardian angel will protect you through it. Okay? And good things will happen.
Okay. Okay.
But you have to go through difficult experiences sometimes to get to the point where it's better.
Right.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Hi, Kimberly. This is Jessica.
Hi.
The card that came out for you is community. And I believe this kind of goes along with what Lynn was saying, too, that, you know, you're wanting to get out there more and you're wanting to speak. And I think part of that is really leaning on the spiritual community right now. Like it says community and your spiritual ancestors, which represents your tribe, family, camaraderie, and kinship. So I think they're really just encouraging you right now to surround yourself with, you know, your tribe, you know, your spiritual tribe, your family, and your friends, you know, like kind of you have on Facebook as well, I think. So much you're just really, the next step for you would just be getting out there. And but you really kind of need the support of that community right now. So don't be afraid to lean on your guides, your spiritual ancestors, and the community around you for that support. And, yeah. That's what I got.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Torian, are you cooking?
I'm picking up a lot of great things with all the throat chakra stuff.
Lovely.
Kimberly, I don't know if you own any crystals or if you've ever worked with them, but amazing crystal to work with to help open your throat chakra and to boost that confidence when you are speaking. And it's one of my favorite stones. It's a Amazonite. It's a beautiful, beautiful stone, but it really will help you articulate the words you want with ease. You know, you'll be able to speak freely from your heart space. If you would get one of those, you can hold that in your hands while you're doing this video, or get a piece of jewelry. You can wear that as well. It will really help connect you to. If you're a tea drinker, it's also really great. You could use some eucalyptus. And that's also a great throat opener as well. So blueberries, blue chamomile, so anything that is blue as well, you can incorporate that into your diet, and that will really help boost the growth of your throat chakra and help expand it so you can really speak from a pure self of love.
Okay.
If you don't have a Amazonite, turquoise is also great too. That's a little bit more of a known stone, but my favorite is definitely a Amazonite.
Yeah, I think I have a Amazonite. I just have to find it. I have
beautiful,
and I do have turquoise as well.
Cool. Yeah, definitely get some of those out and, you know, meditate with them and help you focus on your true intention for what your message is you want to, you know, let out. So I think that will be really good for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. Awesome. Excellent. Thank you. I think we're still, Marianne is still on the road, so we're going to.
Yeah.
But one thing extra I got, Kimberly, for you is make sure you're getting all the sleep you need. Are you sleeping properly?
I am.
Good. Well, don't feel Oh, here comes something from Elizabeth. Yeah, don't feel weird if you're sleeping a little more than you normally do. Just enjoy and be a cat, you know, all about it. Elizabeth got for you the Seeker of Hearts. Like the Tin Man in The Wizard of Oz, the heart is not judged by how much you love, but by how much you are loved by others. That's so sweet. And, you know, I'd say for you, Kimberly, you are loved by many others, you know, which is a nice energetic protection around you. It's very, very blessed. So that's wonderful. Thank you, Elizabeth. That's lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope that helped, and I hope all is well in your world. I feel like you are headed towards your heart's desire. You know, speaking of Wizard of Oz, you know, you're looking for your heart's desire, and it's right there in your own backyard. So beautiful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you all for being in.
You're so welcome. Always lovely to hear from you, Kimberly. Have a beautiful Sunday.
Thanks. All right. Y'all have a beautiful Sunday.
Oops. I'm so sorry, Kimberly. That's me being a... Ryan used to call that fat fingering. I think I hit the thing too soon. I'm so sorry. Anyway, that's lovely. And we will move on. If I can get this number to come up. Oh, there we go. Okay, 614, you're on the air. Could we get your name, please? Hello? No? Oops.
Hello? Yeah, my name is Filson.
Okay, hi, Filson. We've got some bad audio going on here. Are you maybe on a cell phone that you could move around a bit, or?
Yeah, I'm trying right now.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, don't move. Okay, here we go. Okay, how can we help you today, Filson?
I would just love any general guidance, my guides, or anything that is in my highest and greatest good right now.
The thing I'm drawing, Filson, this Lynn, is one of those sawhorse things that they put up when they close a road. Like a road closure thing. Are you up against an obstacle right now that you're trying to overcome?
Just moving on. And just being at peace with it.
We're having a bad time hearing you, Filson. But I will say that this is just showing that it's probably better to take another road to what you're trying to get to. Do you want to let's go around the circle and see if what people are picking up. I don't know if we can hear Filson, but I hope she can hear us. So go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, so I got for Filson to hone your psychic abilities and see through the illusion. So maybe it's the sawhorse, you need to choose the right road. And then I feel once you do, all going to be like, yay, whoopee, I made it. But you need to get through it and use your intuition because it's right. So you need to believe in what you're hearing.
I also have something to contribute with what Tony just said. Hi, I've drawn the goddess card, Ani, for you, and it's all about taking that leap of faith. You know, take a risk and put your heart's true desires in action. Really just embracing yourself and your true work, you know. Bring your dreams to life.
Yeah.
And don't worry about making the wrong decision, because anything you do from your heart space is what's right for you.
Beautiful. That's really nice. Jessica, are you guys still with us?
Yes.
Excellent.
Hi, Wilson. This is Jessica.
Hi.
The cards
Hi, the card that literally just flipped out of the deck for you is it's a card that says self-control or higher self, which contributes to restraint, detachment, composure, relaxation. It says your higher self is advising you to keep your emotions in check through these times of change and transition. Be on guard as well against being manipulated emotionally by fear and drama of those around you. Changes in the air and the uncertainty at hand is stirring up a lot of anxiety and insecurity. Recognize the potential stress and choose to brave the violent storm by remaining cool, calm, and collected. So this card is, I think they're encouraging you to mostly start connecting more with your higher self for that inner guidance right now or in anything.
Yeah. Excellent, Jessica. Yep. Thank you. We just lost Filson during that very last bit, but I hope she can still hear.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I think we just had a really bad connection there, but that's, you know, I hope that helped her. And I don't know if Filson's still listening, but Elizabeth brings in Four of Hearts. Don't let the blues get you down. Anticipate a renewal of both interpersonal and divine love. So there you go, Filson, if you're still listening. You know, tech stuff happens all the time. It's we just sort of roll with it. And anyway, we're going to move on to our next caller. And that's 310. Hi, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Vince from New York.
Jim?
Vince.
Vince?
Sorry.
I can't hear it either.
Vince.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Vince.
Yeah. Hi, Vince.
Welcome.
How are you?
Hi, welcome to the show. We've got Vince, right? Is that the name?
Yeah,
that's correct.
Yeah.
Good. Sorry, Vince. We seem to have like audio gremlins today, but we'll get through this. We're so sorry. Anyway, how can we help you, Vince? What would you like to look at today?
Yeah. Well, I'm starting a new job on Wednesday. It's not much pay, but it'll get me by for now. But what I'm worried about is a couple of things. Just number one, I'm worrying about being able to make my bill, my car payments, because I don't want to lose my car. You know, it's the nicest car I've ever had. And so I'm trying to restructure the loan at a lower interest rate because my credit score has gotten really great. So I'm just wondering if I'm going to be able to do that. Another thing is, in November, I'm going to reapply at a job that I used to work at Metal Container.
Yeah.
I got fired from there last year for something I didn't do. And even though I told them I would be willing to take a lie detector test and sign an affidavit, they still believed the other guy. And they dismissed me, but I talked to the new hiring manager there about 2 months ago, and he said to come back in November, and you should be eligible for rehire after 1 year. So I'm wondering if that will be on the table for me, if they will rehire me. And then the third thing is that the unemployment, I'm still waiting to hear from them. They said it takes up to 6 weeks. They're investigating. I'm not getting an employment until after the investigation because I was fired from my last job, again, for something I didn't do.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if they're going to rule in my favor finally. They said it takes up to 6 weeks, and I'm on the seventh week now next week. So hopefully it'll come through soon because I've been eating away my savings, and I'm just at the end of my rope. So now I have to skip next month's car payment. Just so I could get caught up in my bills and stuff. So I have a few things going on.
Yeah.
Does anybody want to jump in?
Sure. I'll go.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Hi, Tony. The card I got was So when you said about the other job, the card kind of flew out of the deck and it says it's time to fly, meaning listen to your intuition. So I think deep down inside, you know, you're probably not going to get the job. I don't have a crystal ball, and, you know, there's free will, and it's just what I'm feeling and what my guides are telling me is that you need to stick with the job that you have, even though it doesn't pay that much, and get through what you need to so you don't lose your car. And then I feel that the unemployment thing, you'll probably win, but it is going to take some time. So you need to just keep going with your plan, and then just let the car payment place possibly know that, you know, what's going on. The more you let them know, the better it is, just not to be silent and let them know what's going on, because a lot of people are going through the same thing you're going through, and there are programs out there that can help you. But, I mean, I would reapply in November, but I think you know kind of what the answer is going to be. You did, you know, I'm sorry that you got blamed for something that wasn't your fault, but I don't think the company is going to change it, their mind. In fact, I do the same thing that Lynn does. I have a flashlight, and the light was really bright until you asked that question, and now it's pretty dim. So somebody's trying to tell us that there's something better for you, but until you let go of that other job, and I would still try to straighten it out, because if you have something on your record or whatever, you need to at least talk to them and tell them to take it off. So I would do inquiries about that, so it doesn't ruin your, you know, your resume or your job description, or, you know, how you work. I don't know,
you know,
if you'll get the, I think it would be better,
you know,
to investigate what they're saying about you, you know, because they really can't say much.
Yeah. Well, you know what I think you're doing is because in 2018, I was working at Pepsi. I started a job at Pepsi, and then in 2021, they fired me because I had a lot of write-ups, stuff that wasn't my fault, and then they fired me. So I think you're picking up on Pepsi, but this is a different company. This is one that I worked with for 4 months. So I don't know if you're confusing the two or not, because I know that Pepsi, I tried to contact the HR where I worked and ask them to at least remove the for my rehiring thing there, because right now every time I apply for another job at Pepsi, it just says not eligible for rehire. I had a HR person from another Pepsi plant contact me, and they said, if I can get that removed from my record, they'll consider hiring me. And I wrote a letter and I've made phone calls, but I haven't heard from anybody asking them to at least give me that option and everything. So I have a feeling it might be picking up on the Pepsi instead of the other one.
Yeah, well, unless you clear up the now that you've, you know, opened it, I don't know if it's Pepsi or the other one, but until you clear that up, I think the guy was telling you the truth. So you need to probably keep the job you have so you don't lose everything, but in the meantime, clean up whatever there is. And, you know, I would not reapply in November. I'm just, something's going on that needs to be cleaned up. And I think you know what it is. And sometimes you have to be on that company to make sure that it happens. But until that happens, you're not going to get the job that you want. So you're going to have to do some due diligence to do that, you know.
Okay.
So, but I think you know what that is already, because you answered, you know. And the second part of the card that I got was listen to your intuition. So that,
okay.
You know. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks, Vin.
Cool. So, yeah, thank you.
Mm-hmm. So you see, I'll be able to keep my car and make payments and pay all my...
I think you will, but you need to let people know what's going on, because like I said, there is programs out there right now, because, you know, people are still, you know, they're still coming out of the pandemic and it's not over and things happen. And, yeah, so I think you can use some of that, those programs to get by, you know, but you have to keep the job, I think. I think you'll end up being coming out okay with the unemployment, but like you said, that you don't want to count on that because that could take months. So
right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah,
hi, John. This is
Torian.
This is Jessica.
Oh, Jessica, go ahead.
Oh. Hi, John. This is Jessica. It's okay, Tori.
It's actually Vince, not John. Sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry, Vince. Oh my goodness, I got confused. I'm sorry, Vince. Yes. I was. What I got also was very brief, and it, you've talked about a job that you were gonna, you're hoping would be available for you. To have a second chance in a year. I do see that's a possibility, but I also agree with Tony that there needs to be something cleaned up in,
right.
You know, in that, like from your record or whichever, how they document. And that the other one I got, the other question you asked was, you were asking about unemployment, and I do see that as a possibility. But again, I agree with Tony. Keep the job that you have now until that unemployment does come through because it does take time.
Right.
And that's all I got.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
Vincent, this is Torian. Yeah. I'm getting messages to I feel like you need to forgive yourself a little bit and look into affirmations to put into your daily routine to forgive yourself for others who've hurt you and forgiving them for that as well. You know, releasing that issue and letting go of what has happened to you will help you excel better and perform at your highest for your jobs that you are looking for or the job you are into. And on, I really feel like affirmations are a great way to instill that. Look up ones to forgive and look up ones for abundance to help you feel and remind yourself that everything you have is already there, you know. Good herbs to work with, too, to promote wealth and success for yourself is basil, patchouli, cinnamon bark, orange peel, bay leaves, orange blossoms, so you could even make an herb blend and put that by your pillow and sleep with that and then hold it while you use these affirmations too, because you just need to keep being in that state of mind of the abundance that you already have, and you will receive more. And give thanks for everything that you do still have, your home, the car, and the fact that you have a job and that you are on the waiting list still to get that unemployment, because all those things are coming. It just, like everyone's saying, it's going to take the time, but you just need to put in that effort in for yourself to be positive and receive it, you know?
Yeah.
I hope that helps just amplify all this.
That's
amazing.
But you're right that I...
go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I was just going to say you're right that I do need to start forgiving myself and believing in myself a lot more, which I have not done. Just a lot of horrific trauma, childhood trauma stuff. Has emphasized everything that I'm going through and continuously going through.
Yeah, exactly. And you can't blame those that maybe wronged you, because in forgiving yourself, you are letting go of that. Whether they forgive you or they apologize isn't important, because it's all about how you feel about it. Because when you hold that negative energy towards somebody else, it's going to affect you negatively. So by doing that and forgiving yourself for that situation and moving past it, you're going to be able to excel and grow and benefit yourself and everyone around you in your life too.
Yeah. Well, you know, the thing is, I've had, and some of them were family members. I've had some family members reach out to me recently, and basically I told them to go to hell. And it's not that I just don't wish anything bad on them. I just want nothing to do with them after what they've done to me. And because I know that if I let them back in my life, I'm going to go through the same thing over again. And so I'm letting that part of it go. But, you know, the thing is, it's like, I just recently heard a saying that the worst betrayal is when it's somebody that's close to you that really, really Mm-hmm. Kids can kill you and hurt you so deeply. And they're right. They're right. Because when you're supposed to trust somebody and they, the things that they do, you know, like, for instance, priests, for example, people trust some priests and believe in them and everything. But, you know, when they go online and the stories they see and everything and what they've done, you know, that's a major betrayal to what the Catholic religion has done to a lot of people. And I know
definitely. It sounds like you need to focus on discernment. Using your discernment to know who and what in your life is actually beneficial to you, you know, like really tap into that part of yourself and trust in your intuition.
Right.
Yeah, Elizabeth picked up the same thing that Tori Ann picked up. She said that she got the card, which was the big bad wolf, the devil. Embrace the fears, doubts, and untegregated aspecto. Oof, your psyche with open arms. Let your light shine into the dark regions of your mind. Accept yourself as a blending of higher and lower selves, which that's what Tori was saying, a union of spiritual and material bodies. Call up your anger, jealousy, and transfigure them into joy, compassion, and understanding. Where there is a separation, sow harmony and togetherness. Where there is pain from mental anguish, offer heartfelt sensitivity and simple acts of kindness to friends and relatives. There you go. Reverse the pattern of lying to yourself and others. Learn to speak and live out the truth of your existence to your best of your ability. So it's kind of the same. You're on the right track. It's just going to be hard, you know, Vince. But I think you're...
Yeah.
I mean, we're here for you always. So I think it's good that you call us and we can give you messages, you know, because we can help you to remain positive through your journey.
Right. Well, that's why I called in. Just listening to you with other people it's been helpful. So.
Yeah. But you know what, Vince? this is Lynn. I just wanted to add that when I wrote down new job, I drew a staircase that goes up. So I feel like I really agree with what everyone else was pulling in. And
I was just
talking about what Elizabeth was referring to, the unintegrated aspects of the psyche. So all the loose parts of you, the stuff that's happened to you is useful because it's triggered you into a healing journey. You want to heal all those wounded parts of you. Sorry, Vince, what were you going to say, hon?
Well, I was going to say you don't see this job being lasting forever. You just see it as a stepping stone for something better to come.
Stepping stone for sure. But just don't give up on that because it's going to take you to the next place. And, you know, the truth is the truth. It's an unalterable thing. The truth is what it is. So don't worry. Carry that within you. And as Ryan used to say, what other people think about me is none of my business. It doesn't matter what they think. You know the truth. And you keep that flame going as you heal all those parts of yourself. And just remember, too, back then when all the pain was happening, you didn't have a choice, but you do now. You have a choice now and use that free will to...
My wife keeps saying that to me. You know, it's really funny because I'm really about truth and justice and just basically trying to do the right thing and everything. And it's really funny because I was watching an episode of Frasier a couple nights ago. It was where he bought a painting from an art gallery that he assumed was from this painter. And he found out it wasn't. So he went back to talk to them and reason with them, and they refused to take it back and give him his money. And he said, all I want is justice. And he goes, the owner said to him, and this is something that stuck in my head, if you ever find true justice in this world, you let me come back to me and let me know, because I'd be really, really curious to see what it's like. And they're so right, because there's so much injustice in this world. You know, a cop could pull you over, you're not doing anything, and just from your looks, he hates you, starts writing up 10 tickets, you go to court, and the judge is going to believe him more than he believes you because he's a top of the badge, and you're not. You're nothing. You're zero. So it's like, and I've had that happen to me before. So there's literally no justice. A guy like Trump, you know, has committed all these crimes, and yet he hasn't even paid taxes in 20 years, openly admitted, and he becomes president instead of going to jail, you know?
Yeah.
So, where's the justice, Vince? In this world?
I know, love, but you know what? You're quite right. You're 100% right about all that. Mm-hmm. But change your perspective about how you handle it, because, you know, howling that truth into the wilderness is not going to change it. You'll just sound like all these other guys going, that's not fair. Change it from within. Because you've got that power, and a superpower that you will develop is that you don't give a sweet flying you-know-what about what other people think or how other people behave. The only one you can change is yourself, and that's true for every single one of us. So remember, you have choice, and just change the way you go out in the world. And that's the way to manifest, right? So instead of calling out what you hate, what you don't want, the universe is pretty neutral on that, so you don't want to ask for the things you don't want. Focus on what you do want to manifest, and watch your path open up for you. Just give that a try. You know, it can't hurt, and it really might help. So there you go, Vince. I hope that helped you, love.
It did. Yeah. It did. Thank you very
much. Thank you.
Your wife sounds like a really cool person. So you know, she's probably got lots of good advice for you.
My wife is really amazing, and she's very spiritual. So I'm, in fact, back in the early 70s, she went to a dentist, and they gave her too much gas or something, and she died. They got scared. They put her in a closet, and she went to the other side, and she didn't meet Jesus, and she was told she had to come back because she had a little daughter, maybe about 3-4 years old, that needed her to be there for her to raise. But she told me that she asked Jesus what was the right religion, because there's so many religions, and Jesus just said to her, there are no right religions, you know?
Yeah.
And I heard another person saying the same thing. They said, well, think of it this way. When you board a train and along with hundreds of thousands of other people, that train is only going one direction. And that's the way you got to look at the other side and religion. It doesn't matter what you believe. It's all just going in one direction.
Absolutely.
And she even showed me, did you ever see that movie, Heaven is Real?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, in that movie, my wife has the book, and she opened up the book, and she showed me a picture of this little girl who drew what Jesus really looks like. And he looks nothing like all the pictures that you see, you know, in the paintings of the Last Supper and the pictures I've seen growing up, and nothing at all like that. And it was so amazing, the difference and how people change the looks and everything from one painting to another.
Absolutely.
And she showed me, that's exactly what she said. She said, that's exactly what I saw, who I saw when I went to the other side.
Yeah. It's absolutely amazing, Vince. Oh, sorry. Go ahead with somebody.
I want him to look like John Legend when he did Jesus Christ Superstar on TV.
Yeah.
Well, I think with the energy, we just work with energy, and I think the appearance is, it's individual, you know, absolutely individual.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
Vince,
right.
I think we have to move on to some other callers, but Vince, if you started a blog, I would read it. I just wanted to say that, you know. I think you have a lot of good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, well, let me
put it
this way. I've already written one book I'm trying to publish. It's about corruption behind Teamsters is what it's called. But there's others that I want to write. And one of the things is organized religion.
Yeah.
Maybe you should start it.
Vince, I'm so sorry. I did it again.
Oh.
I was hovering because I was trying to. Vince, I'm sorry. but yeah, I do put a blog out, Vince. I'm so sorry. Oh, wait a minute. He's still there.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that was reversible. Sorry, Vince. I clicked your thing there. I didn't mean to. Yeah, so if you have blogs out there, did you want to throw out an address or are you going to
put
them on our
yet,
Facebook?
But I do want to write a book on organized religion and everything and the stories perceived and how things really happened as opposed to what the Bible tells us. Because I don't hold much to what the Bible says because it's handwritten by man and
there
the
you
way
go.
They think things happened as opposed to what really happened. You know,
absolutely.
For example,
absolutely.
When Jesus was crucified and he comes back from the dead 3 days later, they praise him from coming back from the dead. What they don't realize was 2,000 years ago, they did not have the medical technology that we have today. So Jesus came back to life because he was just in a coma. He wasn't really dead. And millions of people have done that. So that's just one little thing that I mention that I'm going to mention in my book and everything that I want to write.
Perfect.
So,
excellent. Yeah, I think you should get it out there and write it out, and I think you will find your following, Vince. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope that helped, love. And just keep on getting better and better. You know, it's better days are ahead for you, for sure.
Okay.
Okay, lovey.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Happy Sunday. Okay. All right. We are moving on. 415, you're on the air. Hello?
Hi.
415.
Hi. This is Anne.
Hi. Hi, Anne. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you. Good, nice, relaxing Sunday. And I would like a little bit of a general too, just kind of things coming up in August, the things to focus on in August.
August. Golden.
If you believe it already. Yeah, August tomorrow.
Yeah. I'll just start off, Anne. What is the color gold is associated with August, but is there something, this feels like something golden about this?
Uriel. Is who I think of.
Uriel.
And like new ideas or maybe I've been kind of praying for like a revelation, maybe like a new plan, a new idea. So
it's Archangel Uriel that makes you think of that when I bring up the color gold, like the feeling of gold.
Yeah.
Okay. Kind of love that. Because I feel, I'll just go briefly if I can. I remember a couple of friends many years ago fell madly in love, got married, and they were sitting there just, you know, basking in their love. And I saw around them this golden light. It was absolutely spectacular. Yeah. And I do see that once in a while around, like, very loving energy. And it feels like whatever's happening in August, I love the energy for it. It feels like a golden energy. And I'm also going to put you over to Tony real quick, and I'll look up Uriel and see what that brings in for you. So, Tony, I'll put it over to you. And we've got some... Yeah, we got some Elizabeth stuff, but it's retro. So I'll go on to Tony, and we'll get caught up in a bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
So I got for August for you is the Archangel Raphael, which means enlightened eyes and open to abundance. So, this card reminds you that the universe wants you to enjoy health, abundance, and prosperity. It is your choice. You create your own reality. You are in charge of your own thoughts. And so make them golden and focus on the vitality, richness, and joy of your desire. Your entire life is in reflection of your beliefs. So examine them now. So I think that goes along with what you're actually saying for yourself, right?
Yeah, That's great. Yeah, I definitely think of Raphael as health and healing and vitality. So,
yeah. Awesome.
That's great.
Good. Well, thank you. Jessica?
Yes. Hi, and this is Jessica. I asked Spirit for a card for you for the month of August, and this card literally flew out, and it says, pleasure, divine goddess. The pleasure and divine goddess card is, it also implies like fulfillment, abundance, satisfaction, and contentment. The divine goddess smiles upon you, bringing you to step into her, invite or urging you to step into her luscious and her well of vitality and joy. Relax, have fun, and allow the good times to roll. Life is to be enjoyed, not endured.
Mm-hmm.
Romp with your love. It says, whether it's a fun day at the beach or a rousing, sensual romp with your lover, the divine goddess reminds you that there's nothing holy, superior, or righteous in resisting pleasure or hiding your beauty. So I think this card is really asking you to just kind of, you know, enjoy life and all the pleasures that life has for you.
Great. Yeah, could be a new relationship coming in too. So that's great.
Wow, that's awesome. So that's what I got for you for the month of August.
Thank you.
Beautiful. And I have a message that kind of goes with that as well for you. I've pulled from my goddess deck, and Yamanja has appeared for you. She is the goddess of golden opportunity. She's basically the goddess
golden.
From Hindu and Buddhist religion. She's the mother creator. But she's very amazing because she helps grant wishes. So if you are near the ocean or anything, it's a very fun thing to create a boat. In Brazil, they do this every December 31st as a blessing to her. They release white flowers and miniature boats. But if you'd like to have a wish granted by her, you can put a boat out, and if it is submerged, your wish will be granted. And if it comes back to the shore, they say it's not meant to be. But right now, what this card is coming out and saying to you is that important doors are being opened for you right now, and that you just need to walk through them and embrace this energy, you know. If things you could also bring in to your practice is just with, like, going along with this golden energy that we're all sensing here is amber, citrine, golden healer quartz, yellow adventurine, yellow fluorite, yellow jade. So all of those awesome golden yellow crystals are super awesome to incorporate into your practice as well. Tea tree essential oils are great. Turmeric, cinnamon, cumin, grapefruits, if you have those close by, or even lilies of the valley. Those are fun. You could put those around your house to just surround yourself in this golden energy. I think that would really help center you and connect you to whatever this opportunity that's coming for you. Draw it in.
Cool. Yeah, that's great. I lived in Brazil for a year back in college.
Beautiful.
So I know Iemanjá. Yeah, so that is great to hear that. I haven't thought about it.
So, yeah, she's coming to you
so
now. She's reminding the universe. She says, don't forget about me. I'll grant your wishes.
Wow. Beautiful. And you've got Uriel coming through too. Talking about wisdom and the truth being shone through everything. But, wow, I wish you a really happy event in August. And I think it's going to be a really neat turning point almost. Are you meeting new people at this thing?
Yeah, I just moved about 3 months ago. So it was a little, you know, moving is a lot of, you know, a lot. So now I'm a little more settled and I can enjoy, and I am focusing on getting out definitely and meeting people.
I'm excited for you.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. And Elizabeth brings this to you, the Knight of Hearts. You are granted a wish. How cool.
Ooh.
Sometimes wounds of the past must be healed before you can grow into your wish. Forgiveness of self and others is one step toward greater fulfillment. You are ready to have your cup run over, like overflow. You will hold your own cup high toward the water of life and dare to fill it completely, unlimited love, joy, and wisdom. Ooh, yeah, pouring into your heart. Spiritual initiation or purification in your life. Believe in miracles and follow your dreams. Sounds good, Anne. It really does. I think you're heading into some really excellent, smooth stretch of highway there for you.
Yeah, that's wonderful.
Seems like you're right where you need to be.
Yeah, doesn't it?
Yeah, you never know. I mean, you never know when you move, so that's great. That's great to hear.
Well, enjoy the heck out of it because, you know, you deserve it. You've earned it. And just wrap yourself in the good stuff coming your way. That's great. Yeah.
That is wonderful.
Yeah.
That was a happy great call. I like that.
That was wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah. So everyone had, as Elizabeth said, everyone had a very positive reading for you. That's wonderful.
Yeah. Me.
So.
Accept it all. Yeah. Welcome it in, and like they said, bring it in, and I accept it all.
Yeah. It's enjoy, and it's you'll just go into gratitude and enjoy the heck out of it and. There you go, kid. That's good.
All right. I will listen to this again on replay for sure.
Lovely. Okay. Well, thank you, Anne. Thanks for calling in. I just noticed we're getting a tad tight for time, so I'm going to move on. But call us back. Okay. Let us know how it goes and have a beautiful Sunday. Okay.
Yeah,
I think do we have a bunch of callers?
We've got one.
One more, and if it runs over, I'll just add a little time here. So our next caller is also 415. Hi there. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, good afternoon. My name is Teresa.
Hi, Teresa. Welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Thank you so much. It's the first time I've ever heard you. I think you're very warm. I think all of you are very warm and gracious.
Well,
this is the first time I've listened to you, but I like your warmth.
Well, thank you. I think collectively we have a really, really neat energy that I always feel revitalized by when working with this team. So, and we've got
It's like going to a great party where you like everybody.
Well, that's fabulous. Thank you. We have tequila and donuts in our green room. So join us backstage.
Feeling I got, because I don't call too often anybody.
Aww.
So I just thought, what a nice, warm, gracious group, Anyway, my name is Teresa. I'm from Tucson, Arizona, and I have a question. I have been working on a forensic accounting and a lawsuit for 9 months. I'm about to submit it to the legal team this week, and I'm just wondering what you see around it. It's an estate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I have to ask, this is Lynn, Teresa, I'll just start off here. Is there a little battle with different personalities all kind of clashing over this thing?
I wouldn't say. See what I mean, how gracious you are? How diplomatic. No, it's World War III between all of them.
Okay. All right. So I'm getting a feeling of orderliness about it. I'm not sure why, but I'm seeing vines growing all over it. Feeling like almost like the wall of thorns between Sleeping Beauty and the prince kind of thing. Having to hack through all these things that are just keep growing.
That's
and growing.
That's what I did. Yes.
Okay.
The
and I also
spider web.
Yeah, but you know what? You've done I'm getting a really tidy job. Tidy job. You've done it. So go forward with it. And the lovely thing about you is I feel that this has made you more of a spiritual warrior, and all the nonsense around you is no longer penetrating. It's no longer able to trigger you. So that's some pretty good growth. I'm going to put you over to Tony and the rest of the team and see what comes in for you. But, well, like, way to go. Just congratulations. You're good.
Yeah, I actually thought I did a really good job on setting boundaries with all of them, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Much respect.
But,
I can feel it. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. It really came down to they wanted to tell stories now from infinitum. And I was like, you know, the judge has a calculator and doesn't really care what you have to say.
Yeah.
That's fabulous. Yeah. Knock them dead. No, you really do stand your ground.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, if it's not one of the buttons on the calculator, they don't really care.
Yeah, nope. Right.
No, no, you got a good eye on the situation. Very
my
clear.
My name's Tony, and I got the Archangel Samuel, which his guidance is, so it says, choose harmonious responses, act with wisdom and grace, which I feel that you have. And it says, by drawing this card, suggests that you are on a fast track to ascension. So I think this is going to work. Your motivation and your ego in all the areas of your life, let go of your belief you are right on your desire to be right. So whatever they believe is wrong and you are right.
No, it's not that. They all think they're right.
Yeah, they all think you're right. Yeah, I probably read that wrong because I cannot see with these glasses. But
that's why I'm doing it impartially. Yes.
Yeah. Good. Yeah. So it says that you're on the right track is what I get.
I'm wondering if some of them are going to be arrested for theft.
Wow.
Yeah, they've stolen millions.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty insidious.
Yeah, I think that a lot of doors are going to open after this for them, meaning that this is not over, like it's going to go in several different ways, like you're saying. This is just the beginning again, unfortunately. But I don't see, I see you knocking off those, you know, the weeds or whatever that have grown around it for the last couple of years. And I see a light that's shining there. So I think you're on the right track.
22 years of embezzlement and nonstop.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my flashlight went completely dim again. So there's a lot going on, I feel, there.
Yeah. It was like pulling each thread out of a tapestry and then having to reconstruct what happened. So,
and
what
they're ripping
I did
each other off, right? Is this a family?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they're ripping each other off. It's crazy. Wow.
Yeah. But two of them are very culpable. They want to steal everything.
Mm.
They're willing to leave their mother destitute and in poverty and alone, you know?
Yeah.
It's just sad, huh? It's really sick. So I said to them, you can't do this. You're too emotionally attached. You know, you've got to separate yourself and step back and just let the numbers speak.
Yeah, you've done a good job in doing that. So I think.
And I'm just wondering if two of the younger boys, or two of the 30-year-olds are going to jail because they're really criminals.
Yeah, they might be.
Hi, Teresa. This is Jessica. I don't mean to jump in there.
Hi, Jessica. I just jump right in.
Spirit's like, say that, you know. So it's When you first came on and you were talking about submitting something, I can't even recall the question, but it, whatever it was that you were asking to begin with when you first came on, it, somehow it's going to be favorable to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as someone being held accountable and going to jail, I did get that. There will be in time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they're criminals. No. So, you know, they did it to themselves.
What Spirit was really hard-pressed for me to tell you, so.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do it. You know, if you want to be a thief, then, you know, you got to be willing to throw the dice, you know?
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things that, you know, it's delusional to not think, even if man doesn't catch you, God does.
Yeah. Somebody will,
you know.
That's for sure.
Yeah, well,
that's,
you know,
super funny
you think
that
away.
Tori?
I'm sorry, I didn't
hear you. I've got a message for you. I pulled a card. I pulled a from my dragon deck, and it's giving us independence and enlightenment. And with this independence, the messages I'm receiving are, there's freedom in knowing that your sacred consciousness grants you the inherent ability to do what you want, when you want, embodied by only the restrictions you self-impose on yourself. So you're kind of here. You're breaking free. You're releasing all of this out there. You're sharing it, and, you know, you're carving that path, and the freedom is yours, and you're taking it back from them. You know, like they lost that freedom with what they did with their actions. And I think afterwards it's just moving forward and being enlightened from the steps it took to get to a conclusion for you. After everything that's been going on, it sounds like this has been going on for quite some time now, obviously, and you've been dealing with it for a long time. It's been really heavy for you, but it looks like once it's done and you finally get that closure, you'll be super enlightened to move forward on your journey and be able to seek other good, positive destinies for yourself.
Yeah, well, I took it on as a noble advocate. Because I couldn't see, I couldn't stand to see others tortured that way with such injustice. So just kind of a shout out to one of your callers when I first came on. There is justice. I think you see what you want to see, you know. And clearly what I have tried to explain to this family who has been tortured by this is sometimes, and I know this has happened in my own life, but sometimes those heavy weights, I've kept my end of the bargain on the other side of the catapult of how far I could fly. You know, I never would have wanted to be the weight. I was glad to be the one that got the chance to fly. You know, and I think for that man who has dealt with so much betrayal and so much hardship, to understand those heavy weights are what got him to be as conscious as he is today.
It's very true. We learn from every lesson, you know, every hardship is a lesson to be learned.
Well, you keep your end of the bargain. You're the weight, I'll fly. Okay.
Well,
and
we
that
have
certainly
Elizabeth.
Happened for me.
Yeah. Hmm? I want to add Elizabeth's reading for you, too, Teresa,
oh,
if
it.
You don't mind. So
oh,
Elizabeth
I love it.
Got
Thank
the,
you.
Yeah. Picked up the Earth Child. The world, powerful and divine influences are powerful and divine influences are gestating with your aura. Embrace them with an open mind. Remember how protected and nurtured you are by invisible helpers, guides, and teachers. You are never alone. Become the rhythmic beating of your own heart, the radiant center of the body. Let a sense of childlike wonder fill your life and see with new eyes. Summon courage for the rites of initiation that lie ahead. That's, where you're heading into. It's a whole other territory.
I'm there already.
Yeah. And I
think what it is I'm working on another project.
Uh-huh.
And I think that's what you're reading. I think you're picking up on the second project, which is the joy of my life.
Good. Well, I got a plant symbolism for you, and that's the cattail came in for you. And that brings, I think that's a really good, so it talks about reconciliation. And, so I think all these bad things from the past relationships, have a look at spiritual meaning of the cattail and see what that brings for you. But
not my relationships. I've just been working on the project. My relationships were years ago, you know?
Okay, good.
This is not my family and not my relationships, you know?
Yep.
This is me, but it was the worst puzzle I've ever seen. I love puzzles. I've taken years calculus and biochemistry and everything else. This is the worst puzzle I ever saw. If there's like a 1,000-piece puzzle, this was like a 40,000-piece puzzle. It was one of the most complicated. I used calculus to solve some of it.
Wow.
But I'm really looking forward to getting off this off my plate, so to speak, and moving back to my own project, you know?
There you
go. So I'm taking that. You're already picking up on me returning to that, which is really my joy.
Yeah.
But,
so yeah.
That's
well
exciting.
Done. Yeah. Yeah, no,
that's
I think
exciting.
You've done a really talk about the hero's journey, right? There you go. But this needed to be done, you know. And and again, like there was the other caller before us, you know, there is injustice in the world. It's just everywhere you look. But that the trick is to not let that change you who you are. And I think you're holding your standing your ground really well. You're standing in your truth and you're speaking your truth and propels you to the next adventure. And I do get a feeling of flying in this one. So it feels like you lift off, the weight lifts away and you get lighter than air. The feeling is of like...
I could kiss you. Oh,
yeah.
I could kiss you. I'm so excited about getting back to my own work.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
well,
because once this goes in, this is going to go into the world this week, and then I'm free to go on and get back to the work I love, you know, and that's exactly what happens. I soar doing that. And I actually teach archetypes on the hero's journey and all that.
Oh, very cool. All right. Well, then you you can probably... you know exactly what's happening then, and you answered the call and you pulled it off, and I think you've put some very good karma out into the universe here, my dear. So enjoy what comes back.
Well, it's like I said, it's a strike for justice, you know.
Absolutely.
And that, you know, whatever somebody does to you isn't as important as what you do to yourself.
Wow.
And
very
I
good
think,
words.
And I think 20 or 30 years ago, I made the commitment I would do everything in my power to never betray myself again.
Wow.
That's
very cool.
I felt it was a karmic sin.
Yeah.
You know, that one you take to the grave.
Yes.
So I thought anyone can do anything they want, but I'm not doing it. You know, because that's the one you put rocks on your back.
Absolutely. There you go. Oh, wow. No, I think, Teresa, you're going to hit the ground running in your next venture and enjoy. And I actually, when I say hit the ground running, I feel like you do actually take flight. So enjoy that.
Oh.
Really do. You've earned it.
Oh, very encouraging. This is so encouraging.
Well, you know, the world's hard enough without making, you know, we try to sort of bring the light of the truth to things. And, you know, you already grasp that we make the choices and we kind of create our own.
When you're conscious, you do. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think you've got anything to worry about. You've been kicking some good butt there. You know,
I do. I'm just wondering, you know, I was just kind of wondering if these boys were going to end up in jail and if this is going to be taking a while. It sounds like it, not initially, but eventually.
Yeah. And I would let it go because really and truly, you know, they will eventually when they are called home again and they cross back into spirit. We do get a life review and, you know, it's not a punishment, but they will see and they will experience everything they've put other people through. So whether it's here or there, don't worry. They're going to get theirs. They will have to.
Well, I'm not really concerned about that. I'm concerned about their victims, you know, that their victims are okay. And their victims don't end up destitute because they ran off with the money, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
that
no,
would be
I hear
tragic.
You they're suffering.
You know, they're
physical,
in their 70s. You know, you don't leave people in their 70s destitute. You just,
no, we don't do that to anyone. But I wonder, is anybody taking on a GoFundMe for these folks or anything like that?
No, I'm filing a lawsuit and I put all the forensic accounting together.
Okay, so there may be a return for these people. Like something may come out of it that they get reimbursed.
They might get some of, well, not reimbursed. They would actually get the some of the money back that they stole.
Yeah, sorry. These boys
stole their inheritance.
Wow. Ah, okay. That's dark.
Yeah, actually stole it from them. Yeah. is dark, isn't it?
Yeah, pretty dark. Yeah.
It is dark, and it's like their father did it, and now the sons are doing it.
Wow.
So they're sandwiched between their father and their and the children. Their father was a narcissist and stole millions, and now the sons are following in the footsteps.
That's exactly
what I said to her. There comes a time when you got to stand up for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
It's so emotional. You're not the best, you know, you shouldn't defend yourself if you're that emotional, you know?
Yeah.
So it's just, like I said, when you go into court, you can't be looking like sour grapes. You just got to hand the math. Just do math.
Yeah. you got it. You're on the right track. I absolutely admire that, Teresa. You're a hero, you know, and you've done some heroic work.
Aww.
And thank you for doing that.
Yeah, every time God gives you a project, every once in a while, God gives you a project, and you got to say yes, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And remember, you know, you put it out there, that's what comes back. So you're sowing some good seeds out there, and I will be very grateful to find out that you've been rewarded for your good work.
Well, I hope they win, you know?
Yes,
me too.
If they win and they can get something back and... I sure will. Thank you so much for your time, and you're so gracious. I appreciate it. And what diplomacy.
Well, thank you. That's so such a sweet compliment.
Diplomacy.
That's
yeah,
a very
you could have said the truth. What a nightmare. But
well,
you're so gracious, you know.
Thank you, Teresa.
Anyway, thank
well,
you, Barry. Have a great
yeah,
day.
Let us know how it goes.
You
Would
too.
You call us back when you can and let us know? That's lovely.
Okay.
Thank
Take
you.
Care.
Have a beautiful
All right, bye-bye.
Sunday.
You too.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Now,
All right.
We have one more call that popped in. Do you guys have the energy to kick one more?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Let Tori.
All right. Let's go then. All right. Yeah. 386, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Cindy.
Cindy, hi.
Hi.
How can we help you today?
I was wondering if you could just kind of give me some insight the day before yesterday. Was it the day before? Yes. Yeah, it was Friday. I drive tractors and bale hay for a living, and sorry about the noise, I'm in one right now. But I was driving back from one location to another location. We just drive the tractors and balers from, you know, to the next town, next field, and I stopped at the commercial fuel place where my boss has an account. And my ex-boyfriend pulled in. I was walking across the parking lot, which it's in the town he lives in, where it happens to be. We had just finished working a field over there. But he saw me walking across the parking lot from the office, from signing a ticket to go back out to the pumps with the tractor. And he pulled in to get fuel at the pump next to me. I haven't laid eyes on him since we broke up. We didn't speak. But it was intentional that he pulled in. And then I just found out from my landlord who knows him, he's actually the one that introduced us, that he had just talked to him 2 weeks ago and asked him if he had talked to me and seen me on them big tractors. So he told him who I was working for, and I was driving those big old huge tractors. So I'm kind of wondering what that was all about, why he pulled in there. Like, if I had seen him somewhere, like, I'd have just kept on driving, even if I needed gas and was on my last fumes. You know, I'm taking a chance to make it to the next gas station. But because I broke up with him. He got pretty ugly back at the beginning of November last year. So I was just wondering if, you could tell me, like, why he pulled in, what was the purpose of that, and if what else, my landlord had been telling me he wasn't talking to him, but then evidently he was telling who I was working for, and he has been talking to him since he just came out. So maybe some insight from behind the scenes.
Are you in the Midwest? Are you in the Midwest?
No.
No. Are you? Oh, okay.
I'm in the Southeast.
The Southeast.
Okay. Yeah. I'm going to ask the team here. I'm getting a shadow energy around this guy. Do you guys pick that up too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was getting a sense of him trying to record with you in the sense to manipulate something for his own benefit, honestly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It feels
like
personal for him.
He didn't come up and he didn't say anything to me or speak or come up and speak to me to initiate any contact. But I mean, he pulled right up at the pump right beside me. I looked and then I turned my back to him, went back around my side of the tractor and just kept pumping with my back turned. I didn't even see him when he pulled out.
So I was just
wondering if you see him. I had some readings a while back where they said, in the next couple of months, they saw him showing up at my house and trying to make contact and wanting to initiate things again. So I was just wondering what you pick up with him and with that.
If you would have seen him, you would have kept on going. Even if you ran out of gas, that's what you need to do.
What? I'm sorry.
He's going to definitely try. Yeah, I feel that whatever he was into when you guys broke up is over. And, I mean, that's what I'm getting is that he wants to come back in.
Okay.
I would not let him back in.
No.
I have no intentions of it. I was just wondering what he's up to. What he's going to come at me with, because, like, he tries to make my neighbor, my landlord, that's also my neighbor that introduced us, he tries to make him, he implies to him that he ain't have nothing to do. Oh, no, I ain't talked to her. I haven't seen her. I have nothing to do with her. He don't want to talk to me, but, of course, I don't believe that. I believe I've seen him driving by my house and past him.
Yeah.
And, like I said, I just keep an eye on things, and there was a business thing I was starting to shoot. All right, my boss is pulling up. Maybe he wants me to. Can I get you to hold on a second?
Sure.
He just walked into my tractor, so he might need me to change something I'm doing.
Yeah.
Let me see what he said. Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
What are you
serving, isn't it?
Yeah,
as I say, I get a really, I get quite a shadow energy.
Yeah.
I also get the feeling too, for Cindy, that
We're just saying,
Cindy, the feeling that comes in about this guy is that it's not you particularly. It's the fact that he lost. He doesn't want you to get away. It's not you personally. It's a possessive feeling that he's lost his possession,
Yeah, I think, you're really tuned in because that is his personality, and he was...
Mm-hmm.
It's like, it's not over till I say it's over, and I'm like, no, goodbye.
Yeah.
And I walked out.
Be careful.
He's mad because I broke up with him instead of him getting a chance to do something. But he was playing the field and had, I think, some other women he was playing around with and lying to me about in the background to feed his ego.
Yeah.
And I've, I'm pretty positive. I mean, one of the women was like flirting with him and flaunting it in my face, and then he was sneaking around but lying. But I had already kind of gotten enough red flags that I kind of was ready to walk when I saw that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and he went ballistic because I was leaving quietly, gracefully, and, you know, and he couldn't. He wants to fight and argue, and I just walk away whenever he starts that. But when he flips that switch, you know, you see this demonic look in his eyes, like, I just left.
Never come back.
I never called and never texted him. It was done.
That's correct. It's not about you, Cindy. It's about him and his. I would even call it narcissism. Without being too cliche.
He is like textbook narcissist.
Yeah. Don't hesitate to reach out for help if he gets too persistent to you. I don't think he's anyone to be messed around with. So if you
concerned. I did get the feeling he was very dangerous. I've dealt with assholes before, but, oh, pardon my language on there.
It's okay. Don't worry.
This is different. This was like demonic dangerous. This wasn't like normal. It's like he would flip multi-personality schizophrenic when he flipped. Like, I had never been around anything like that in the look I saw in his eyes.
Yeah,
so,
and not to worry. It's not anything you did.
Definitely won't be taking him back, but I am concerned about him showing up at my house.
Yeah.
And not long ago, I do have protection at my house that I keep close to me at night. Put away, and I happened to open and just open it up to check it the other night, but I just thought somebody might have been in my house, and I'm not sure somebody's in my house, but some stuff was knocked over.
Yep.
And I do have dogs, and I have a cat, but it was just stuff that I thought, that's been there forever. They've never knocked that over, you know, off of my nightstand. So I did check my firearm, and it had been unloaded. It had been unloaded. I never, ever have it unloaded. For 20 years, it stayed loaded. So
I kind of felt like,
I don't know when that happened or how long ago, but if somebody unloaded it, it's because they were coming back at night when I would be there to try and use it, and they were going to make sure it wasn't usable.
Yeah, so you want to... Oh, sorry. I was just going to turn this over to Tony and Torianne, about protection and talk about protection.
No, go ahead, Torianne.
I did. I pulled a very warning-based card. I've got the Three of Swords, and it is all about, you know, betrayal, and, you know, this is a warning for you, man. It's scary to hear what you're saying right now because I'm getting the message that you should, if not... talk to your authorities. Definitely change your locks. Get better locks. If you are worried that someone has been entering your home, I would definitely look into that for sure. I would do it and not tell your landlord because it sounds like he might not be on your side in this sense. Like, it sounds like this man is a very manipulative person and is definitely trying to weasel his way back into your life somehow. And definitely just take this as a warning to protect yourself. And, you know, use discernment and do not trust everyone around you. Trust in your instincts and, you know, be careful who you talk to, really, because it might get back to him and it might enrage him even more, which is something you definitely don't want to do because it seems like he definitely works in lies. So be cautious for sure.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, don't let your landlord know what your move is going to be, because even though they're not mean or they don't mean to do it, this guy can manipulate them.
Right.
And that's where they're getting their information.
I have been pretty careful about what I tell my landlord. Like, I don't tell him my business I'm doing, but he kind of lives right next door. He pulls through.
Right.
You know, the hayfield, the property up or my driveway every day. And, but I haven't totally trusted him and believed him that he's not having anything, not talking to smart.
Right.
And not
speaking. Well, you're right. Your intuitions are right.
And And then now he just told me, oh, I just talked to him 2 weeks ago, and I asked him if he talked to you and seen you on the big old tractors down there. And I'm like, I didn't say anything to him, but he had specifically told me, you know, he was done with having anything to do with him because he had, of what he had done before, and he had fought.
You know that old saying, I think it's in a lot of cowboy movies, when you walk into a restaurant and the person doesn't want to sit with their back to the door?
Yeah.
You need to not sit with your back to the door anywhere you go. You have to be face forward right now, because this guy, like you said, he is pissed off because you dumped him, and he did have several women that he was seeing when you were seeing him, but you're the only one that stood up to him. So now that they're all gone, he's going to come back, and he's trying to wiggle his way in just so he can be rude to you in some way. So your intuitions and your guides are telling you exactly what your brain is telling. It's true. What your brain is telling you is true. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, I was wondering why he just suddenly pulled in there, because, like I said, he tries to put on the front to everybody that, you know, he doesn't want nothing to do with me.
Yeah.
After we broke up.
It's all bullshit.
But at
like
the
you
same
said.
Time, he
that's
just
exactly
drove
what he's
in there.
Front.
It's all BS.
He's snaking. Snake his way through things.
Okay.
Watch out for those snakes.
Yeah.
Let us know. Yeah. Be careful. Call us back, Cindy, and let us know for sure.
I will. All right. Thank you. I really enjoyed catching you guys on and being able to speak
good.
With you today.
Yeah, and
awesome.
Keep an eye on your firearm too. Make sure it's in a different location, so they can't find it again, because that's creepy category right there. If they're getting
in
your house.
I'm not even sure if he did that before we broke up. If he was planning something that far back, because he shouldn't have had access to my house since then. Unless he broke in during the day and I'm not home, but
no,
I think that's too risky during the day when I'm at work, you know, when people could see him.
Yeah, just stand in your own power.
On his side, but he does have the landlord on his side. That's the other thing. But he has the landlord on his side, so it could have been done. It could have been done recently, but I think it might have been a while ago. Like you said, it's all just too creepy. Yeah.
It is. All right. Okay. Well, Cindy, take care. And, don't hesitate. If you need to reach out to help, even if it's just to a friend to let them know your well-being and whatnot, better to be safe. I'd rather you made a sound and it didn't matter than not making a sound and it was something important. Yeah. Just don't forget to make that sound, make that noise. And
right.
Yeah.
Good trouble.
Trust for sure.
Totally, hon.
Thanks.
Okay. Thank you, Cindy.
All right, thank
you. We're sending you a lot of love your way. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, hon.
You're welcome.
All right. Oh boy.
Cool.
It's quite the world, eh?
Working hard.
Okay. I think
today.
That's
working hard.
Yeah. Absolutely.
We're working hard today.
Okay, I'm sorry, but that's all the time we've got. So if I know we had some callers drop in, but try us again next week. Now, I want to go to Torian, and can you just tell everyone one more time how they can find you if they want to get in touch?
Oh, definitely. If you can't see the way my name is spelled, it's Torienne. My last name's Draper, Draper, and you can find me on Facebook or Instagram if you'd like to DM me for any readings or to just chat. I'm there to listen and to hold space for you if you're having a hard time. I'm like you heard earlier, I work in all types of modalities, astrology, crystal readings, chakra stuff, and with the spirit guides as well. So you can reach out whenever you need some guiding hand. So and thanks so much for having me today, guys. I really appreciate it.
Oh, we love having you, Torian. You were great. Yeah. If you were in theater, you'd be called a triple threat. So you're doing great.
Thanks.
So, and so, Tony, how can we find you? How can people find you?
Yeah. So you can find me on Facebook, Tony Jorgensen, and it's me and my daughter and then me and my grandson throwing a kiss. And right now I have a a website that I'm trying to get off the ground. So it's TonyKJ4244 at Wix site, Tony the Good Witch. And if you come onto my Facebook page or DM me, I will send you a little crystal. You just need to give me your address on a direct message. But I've got 5 little crystals that I'm willing to give out if you join my page or my website. And that's how you can
wow.
get in touch with me.
Yeah. Wonderful. Oh, my gosh. That's cool. And Elizabeth, the lovely Elizabeth in the chat room, is www.elizabethdonofrio.com. And she's got all kinds of cool acting and voiceover work courses if you're interested in that sort of thing. That is, to me, very connected with the spiritual work because it's creative, it's artistic, it's art, and art is like pure spirit. Let's see, Jessica. You can find Jessica and Jaden on Facebook at Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. And, and you can also find Torian if you want to click her name on this link. It will take you to a page with information about her and a link to find her. I'm Lynn Bleasdale. You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. And our whole Sacred Embers website is sacredembershow.wixsite.com/love. Thank you for calling in. Thanks for listening. Thank you to this amazing, fabulous team. Couldn't do this without you guys. I just love the energy. Thank you. And Torian, you know, if you feel like doing this work some more, talk to us about having a show. We'd love to, you know, have you on air. Yeah. You've got a lovely presence. Yeah, you got a great presence. I think you could do that great. So let us know how you feel and whenever you're ready. Thanks to all of you. And here's Louis. He's going to sing us out. Happy Sunday. Love and light to everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Love and light.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how do you do. They're really saying I love you. I hear babies cry, I watch them grow. They're like much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.